بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، continue the مذاكرة of the sunnah of Hazrat Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم. We did the sunnah when entering the masjid, 5 sunnah, and as we explained, for every sunnah you get 100 shaheed thawab. Besides, the actual reward of the sunnah is beyond our imagination and very simple. So we should be conscious, we enter with the right foot, we read Bismillah, we read Durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Bismillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah, read the dua, Allah maftahli abwaab rahmati, wa rabbi khfirli zunubi, waftahli abwaab rahmati, and make the niyat of itikaf. And when leaving the masjid, another 4 sunnahs, and very simple, to leave the masjid with the left foot, and we should be conscious, where the boundary here by the glass doors, see that we're leaving with our left foot. Many times we walk, when we don't realize walking out with the right foot. You made a mistake, step back, and then go out again with the left foot. And again read Bismillah, read Durood, Bismillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. And ta'ala, kindness, that here we came for rahmat, now Allah says, go and seek all my favor. In other words, go and do your work and see how I'll make it easy. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadli. And there are many other du'as, but these basics that are bringing in our life, not just as a routine, and consciously, which is called istihzar, presence of heart, that I'm doing it because it is the beloved way of life of my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then see the enjoyment of life is something else. Allah give us tawfiq. Further, with regard to the brief explanation of the ash'ar, which as we explain over and over, and this is not just for entertainment or to make the zikr enjoyable. These are great du'as and meditation. And this is why we're making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you're busy with this ash'ar here, that when you're making a zikr of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, then likely you ponder ilahi, dil mein mere ghayr ka asar na rahe. Allah, don't let the effect of anything else besides you be in my heart. In other words, take out that effect that, no, if I don't take my tablet, I'll die, or this will happen to me. If I don't do this, if I don't go to my business, I won't survive. That doesn't mean you don't go to your business, but realize that it's not death that is giving me effect. It's only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if I say that, if you see, par meri nazar nazar. So Allah, besides you, let my gazes not be on anybody else besides you. In other words, Allah has made dunya, darul azbab, the world of means, but first turn our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the time be attentive to whatever you need in your heart immediately. Allah, I've got this problem, I've got a headache. Then Allah ta'ala will put it in your heart, whether you should take a tablet, you shouldn't, whether you should go to a doctor and all that. So first, all the time, when you make this lightly, this is a muraqabah, that La ilaha, that Allah, turn my attention away from everybody. And illallah, siwai sere, kisi par meri nazar na rahe. Besides you, let my eyes and my heart not be attentive to anybody else besides you. Then tu kar de khabar, sare khabro se musku, ilahi rohe khabardar tera. And this is the case that my attention must only be to you, then you won't worry of all the news of the world. Now even news is not necessary for you. And it's not there, you won't even pay attention to that. Otherwise today we know the news of everything besides Allah Ta'ala. We know the news of the whole world, which we say is propaganda, it's lies, but we still follow it. When we know the news of Allah as Hazrat says, then you know Allah is in control of everything. Otherwise just one law, the government, one who passed, we're sending a message and we're all getting scared. If we turn our attention to Allah, Allah is in charge of everything. So Allah, you make me unaware of everything, all the news besides you. The ilahi rawi khabardar tera. Oh Allah, I should always be informed of you. And informed, that means there's no end to the marifat, to gaining the marifat of Allah. Then we'll enjoy coming to the majlis. It's not that we're just coming for a bayan. It's not a bayan. This is our spiritual operation that is taking place. Every majlis you come, you remember you're coming for a spiritual operation. And that's why come with an open heart, as Hazrat explained also. You can hear the same example over and over, but think I never heard it. Because every time you hear it like that, you see there's a different the angle that you have derived benefit. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize the reality. And to all that to come, most important after Iman is our Namaz. And that is why this beautiful kitab, Anwaru Salah, not just the Noor of Salah, the beautiful, unlimited Anwar, the special Noors of Salah, which will bring our whole life in order, bring our dunya in order and akhirat in order, but to know what is the reality of Salah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadil ladhina astafa. Amma ba'd. So we were discussing the brief summary of what the first bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi was. And Sufi Iqbal Sahib, the Khalifa was the Shaykh al-Hadith Azmana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. He did us a great favor to give the very brief explanation, the summary. And then we learned Shah Ahmad Mujaddid al-Kisani, Shaykh Ahmad al-Hindi Rahmatullah Alayhi, a great Shaykh of the time, was the revival of the second 1,000 years. He explained that what is concentration and devotion. First, as we know, the importance of namaz. We have to keep on reading the Fazaili Amal. Then, Allah Akbar. Namaz is a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a burden in any way. It's our responsibility, our duty. But when you realize it's a great ni'mat of Allah, then it's just a great enjoyment in performing namaz. And then the third thing, what is concentration and devotion? As Mujaddid al-Kisani rahmatullahi explained, is just to know the basic, what is farz, what is wajib, what is sunnah, and what is mustahab. And then, when you know this, then very important what that, if you want the perfect namaz, that is the outside factors of namaz. Now, just have your heart attentive, that I'm doing this. Sometimes we know all that, but our hearts are not attentive in namaz. So for the attention of your heart must be effective, that your attention must be there. Like children, they stand and you tell them, this is deep monita, stand in respect. They give greet to the chef or whoever, but they're looking around somewhere else. So they write in front, but we're not there. So we write in front of Allah, but we're not there. So that is so it's both. And we are made of body and soul. So your body must be attentive, your soul must be attentive. That means both, we are structured, the inside and the outside. The body alone, a car is shining it like youngsters. They like to shine their cars and outside is shining. And the friend tells them, take us for the drive. The car is not starting. What's wrong? Let's check the engine. There's no engine. Or the engine is sealed. So you laugh at that person. So like that, if we learn all our outsiders, farais, wajibat, all that, and that is the great benefit of the makatib, which we'll explain inshallah, if Allah gives tawfiq, then they must be, our engine also must be right, our rule, so the attention of the heart, for that's important. So how important is it to go to maktab also? And then as you grow, what maktab? You need the course from the mashayikh to now put the current in us, that now we are attentive. And that is why, first, do that cause, as Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the children, command them from 7 years to perform namaz. 7 years they will be unattentive, but they will see and they will start, namaz will come in their life from 7 to 10 years. Even the unattentive doesn't really matter. And that is how ikhlas comes. That unattentiveness, but you're giving them that bowl, the container. Then when they 10 years, they'll reprimand it. Now it must become a habit in them. So when it becomes a habit, they'll remind you, Abba, it's namaz time, we're still late. And then by the time they mature, then that reality will strike it. I'm not just reading namaz, it's not just a habit, it's not to Allah Ta'ala. So like that, so Sufi Iqbal Sahib explained here, and it's very, very important is that you do a cause of your zikr so that your heart can be attentive and you know also what is farz, wajib, sunnah, mustahab. And in that way, when you read namaz, then see in a little while, both sides attention, then how your outside will come right and how your inside will come right. And both just have effect. Otherwise, as we explain, otherwise Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا لَلْخَاشِينَ. Otherwise, namaz is like heart, but those people who have worked on their heart also. and they got this fear of Allah, they got this humbleness, this humility, and this concentration and devotion, that is what it is. That just the heart must be present and attentive. Otherwise, many people have got this wrong idea that, what must I make my outside like a pious person? My iman is in my heart. My Islam is in my heart, which is a very false notion. Many people say, oh, you people just act like these buzzards. But see, you've got beard, you've got topi, everything, but you'll do wrong things. Me, my imam, my beard is in my heart. My wife, why must she wear parda? My parda is in her heart. So our Shaykh says one thing is to answer him according to his understanding, that in your heart you got angina, blocked valves also, you got heart problem, and now you're stuffing your beard in the heart. How much more problem? Put the beard like this to be on the face, which is where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us. Same thing with your wife. You're putting the burqa in her heart, then out to what? She's going to get more problems. That is why they want to be out of the house, and then all the big stories of feminism, etc. So put everything on its place. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the beautiful dua. Allahumma jal sarirati khayram min alaniyati. Wajal alaniyati saliha. And Allah, make my inside, my ruh, which is my reality. That my body also is not my reality. Otherwise, others we get the other side of it. One of two extremes. That I must only worry of my clothes, my topi, amama, everything. And like Hazrat says, that also fools us. I think I'm a big buzurg. But I'm not prepared to go and sit at the feet of the Mashayikh. I'm not prepared to go and make my Islam. So you're fooling yourself. So make Allah Majal, your more important is your ruh. And then you see your ruh when Malakul Maut comes. أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Outwardly you got white clothes, everything. But I am making dua, Ya Allah, make my heart white. Make my heart muzakka, mujalla, mustafa. That is what must become white. And so both is important, the outward and the inward. And more important, the outer, the inside, that is, and that we don't know. We beg Allah, and continuously, we have to make an effort till more. So Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah, make my inside, make my inside better than my outside. And make my outside a pious appearance. So we have to follow the how our Mashayikh, and very simple. We don't have to ask what kind of clothes they have to wear. Well, who you fulfill your heart is taken and you made that person your sheikh. Now, automatically it will come in your heart. Let me dress like my sheikh. And all Mashayikh, they got their way of dressing as long as it's according to sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But just tariqah that you follow your sheikh, that will bring special nur in your heart. And this is coming from the top also. Not that they just wear what they saw, what their elders wore, and what their elders wore, and that is the closest to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then Sufi Iqbal Sahib is explaining now this aspect, that the outside is important and the inside is important. Dusri baat yeh bhi haqeeqat hai ke zahir ka asar batin par, aur batin ka asar zahir par padta hai. And the other thing is a reality, that the effect of the outside, that is your zahir, your outside appearance, that will have effect on the inside. Many people, they say, no, I'm a pious man, why must I wear kurta, etc. Hazrat give a beautiful example. He says in Durban that Shaykh Fakhruddin Rahmatullah Ali, the Sayyid Fakhruddin Rahmatullah Ali, he was close with Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali. He was a very good worker of tabligh. He said, I saw it myself with my grandson, that my son bought for him a police uniform. Now he's acting like a police. Come, I'm going to catch you, I'm going to handcuff you. They just wore their clothes and it has an effect on it. So the outside has immediately effect on the inside. And the inside has an effect on the outside. Like now it's raining, go and see in our home, see how the sugar has become lumpy. See how the salt becomes lumpy. From where? The rain is outside. How is the effect coming right into our... So like that, in our heart also, the effect of the outside immediately affects the inside. And vice versa also. اگر قلبی خشوع اور ذکر والا چھوڑی توجہ سے ظاہر مستحبات کو ادا کرے گا تو اس کا اثر باطن کے خشوع کو بھی بڑھا دے گا. So if a person works on his heart, that is, makes his connection with his share, making the ذکر of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now his heart is attentive, and that is the قلبی خشوع, that is the attention of the heart, and your heart is attentive and you know that I'm standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when you know you're standing in the court of Allah, now just pay little attention to the outward aspect. If I'm standing in the court of Allah, how must I stand? I must stand with respect, with great humbleness, with proper. Now when your heart is attentive and you just pay little attention to what Hazrat is stressing, our outward postures of namaz, how we stand in namaz, how our feet should be, how we should lift our hands and make our Allahu Akbar. Now when you know you're standing in the court of Allah and you're conscious of that, now you'll be conscious of that. And later you pay attention to that, then see, your namaz will start becoming a perfect namaz. So when you can, just on the zahiri mustahabbat, when you're present in the court of Allah and you pay attention to those things that are mustahab, then your namaz will increase. And what will be said when you pay more attention to your wajib, to your sunnah, to your faraz, then your namaz, and the more you're going to do, your attention of the heart will grow more and more. There's no end to it. The marifat and the love of Allah increases, more you'll be concerned. Then we won't be thinking, why Hazrat and why they make us? Like we think to us, they are stressing unnecessary. But when we see, our hearts are not attentive. So that's why when we start namaz, we're not even conscious, is my feet facing Qibla or not? It's still not even facing Qibla. So like that, a person has to be very, very conscious. And Allah Akbar. And so this will increase your concentration and devotion in front of Allah just by correcting your al-mustahabbat. And what can be said of the other act? So you just pay attention that I need to really do a call on my Allah Akbar, on my heart. And that is for everybody. This was the system of Nabi Akram Sir. This was the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Hakim Sahib says it so beautifully. Allah's system is, Allah made a magnet. And with magnet, it will draw steel. So if you ask why it's drawing steel, go and ask the magnet of Unas Allah Ta'ala. So like that, if magnet can draw steel, then the heart draws other heart. So which heart you sit in front of? When you come in the heart of the friends of Allah and they got connection with Allah, then your heart will be drawn. And that magnet, when it starts getting, with the more the power you get, and the more from both sides, stronger that connection, and see how it increases. Now everything you'll be conscious, and you'll be seeing, my mustahab must be in order. Then Allah Akbar. So you pay little attention to your inside, then you pay attention to your outside. So mustahabat ko ada karega, to uska asar batin ke shukushub bhi nibar jayega. Now when you pay attention, your inside will affect your outside, that I must stand properly in the court of Allah. And when you're standing properly in the court of Allah, see how it will increase your inside attention. It will increase it automatically when you're standing properly and you're fastening your hands properly. Automatically you'll see now your concentration is improving even more. And Allahu Akbar. The Jadu girls in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, when he went to give the invitation to Fir'aun to come and turn to Allah, to connect yourself with Allah and don't think you are Allah. So anyway, he said that, what is your credential? Musa alayhi salam showed him his miracle, he threw down the stick, and Allah sends to every nation according to what is prevalent. Allah gives that type of miracles to the Nabi. So they can open their eyes. But they thought in that time, magic was very prevalent in that time. So they said, we got very top magicians here. Just think of a person making magic. But we're not going into that detail, what you want to show here. When he called only over 20,000 magicians to come and combat Musa alayhi salam, to have a challenge with him, and two, Musa alayhi salam and his brother Harun alayhi salam. So they all came, and in a mockery of Musa alayhi salam, they dressed like him. They put on his type of kurta, his type of amama, whatever he had, Musa alayhi salam had on, and not to imitate him happily, and because they love him, to make a mockery of him. But just because they imitated Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And the other thing, before they started, they showed respect. They asked him, do you want to throw your magic first, or must we throw our magic first? So because of this imitation, and because of this adab, and this is important, imitate our mashayikh and show respect, and see how how Allah Ta'ala will open your heart. Don't make objections. Just as long as you know this is a proper share according to sunnah, then you'll see it's easy to make out. And then, so Musa, so in a split moment, When they threw down their net, he called their small sticks look like snakes. When Musa al-Islam threw his stick down, it was a real snake. So he ate up all this. Immediately they fell into sajda. And they, one minute they had the height of kufr. They were the worst kafir. Then they came to challenge the Nabi of Allah. What gatma then? So one minute they had the worst ima, worst kufr. In the next second, they just went into sajda and they said, Amantu bi Rabbi Harun or Musa. We bring iman not in you, O Firaun, in the Lord of Musa and Harun alayhi salam. So he don't get confused. Immediately he threatened them, and his threat wasn't so just superficial. He said, I'll cut your right hand and your left leg and hang you on the tree, and you'll die a lingering death. Then he said, La gay, inna ila rabbina. You do what you want to, we're going to love. So Malaika also asked, Oh Allah, how is it that just in a split moment they had the word kufr, and in a split moment you gave them the best iman? Such iman that takes life to work on to get such strong iman. So Allah said, when they imitated my beloved Musa, then how can I exist? So just that imitation, so if we sincerely imitate Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what strength Allah will give us. So the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and this outward imitation, and we whole life will be weak, but we try, we work on our outward and inward. But at the day of Qiyamah, Allah Akbar, Khaja Azizul Hasan Majzub rahmatullahi was a great khalifa of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi, and he was a man who had a high post in the government that time in the British time. But because of the sobers of his share, what iman came into him, that when he used to go to the parliament, and that time already, when people didn't know, have bicycles, he used to have a chauffeur driven car, and he used to go with sunnat divan, proper sunnat into the parliament. And that had such an effect of the, that time the whites were ruling the British, so they were in charge of the government. But when he used, and the British used to be the chairman, he used to be hosting the meeting. When Khaja Sahib very seldom used to get little late, and when the moment he used to walk into the meeting, he used to stop the meeting. He used to tell somebody, bring a chair and let him sit here. Then he used to first tell him, we started already, we just explained this point. So then after the meeting, other Muslims also, they used to go and object. They say, we come late to reprimand us, and you shout us, and you don't even tell us what happened in the meeting. This man comes, he says, when he comes, there's a special order over this. So the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But with all that, what he said, when I come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is going to ask me what you brought. He said, I can't even present my iman in the court of Allah. All I'll say, Ya Rab, tere mahbub ki shabahat leke aaya hai. Haqeeqa chuhi karte. Aaj surat leke aaya hai. Oh Allah, I just brought the imitation of your beloved. I saw how my sheikh dressed, my sheikh saw his sheikh, and they saw I went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So outward imitation, now you make this a reality. So this is that outward, you make your outward and then see further how important it is. Misal ke taur par, bawakte qiyam sajda ki jagah par nazar rakhna, ruku ke waqt kadamo par, aur sajde ke waqt naak ki nok par nazar jamaye, rakhne ko amal mein laayega, to nazar ki intishar se mahfooz ho jayega, aur namaz huzur e qalb ke saath muyassar ho jayega. For example, one aspect which is just mustahab in namaz, is not even farz, then where to put our gazes in namaz. When you're standing, then don't look anywhere. Your gaze must be where your head is going, where your head is going to go for sajda. So keep your gaze down and not your head down. So that is also important. Keep your gaze central, normal, with respect in the court of Allah, but keep your gazes where your sajda place is. And then when you go in ruku, keep your gazes on your feet. When you go into sajda, keep your gazes on the top of your nose. It's not easy to keep your gaze on the top of the nose, but try. In other words, keep your eyes open all the time. And this is such a training of namaz, that if you do it in namaz, outside namaz, you'll see how you have control. And how Allah will give you izzat and honor in your life, you yourself will be shocked. As we'll explain just now, how Hazrat explained that. So when you go in, and then when you sit in jalsa, that is between the two sajda, keep your eyes in your left. And when you're making salam, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, keep your eyes on your shoulder. make salam to the malaika, the angels there, and then all the people that is will come to that. But so when you keep your eyes in namaz properly, then he says this effect will bring such devotion in your namaz that you can't imagine. Just a mustahab. So what if you pay attention to the Quran? And like that Hazrat explained, one time Hazrat was giving a nikah bayan here many times, many years ago. And there was a person from the Durban area, old worker, long in Jamaat, and very close to the elders, Buzurgs also. So while Hazrat was giving this bayan, and in the bayan it just came that Hazrat mentioned this point, that in namaz, where to focus your eyes. And if you focus your eyes in namaz properly, then out of namaz, you are able to focus your eyes. And if your eyes are under control, then the first person to know will be your wife. Your wife will immediately know that my husband is respectable. Otherwise, when your eyes are out of order, even if you're looking at the size of your eyes, that's why your wife will tell you, when you're driving on the Marine Parade, which is not even good to go, but even you say you're going early in the morning, Fajr time, nobody is there, you're looking at Allah's Qudrat. But then also she'll tell you, keep your eyes on the road. And if you want to look at the beach, don't look at the other beaches. So she'll know immediately that whether your eyes are under control. And when your eyes are under control, she'll respect you. And when she respects you, other people will respect you. And then Allah will put in the hearts of people, that is a buzur. And then Allah will make people that are going to take the benefit. Because Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدًّا. Those who bring iman and do good deeds, and our good deeds start in namaz. When we learn how to concentrate in good deeds, and then we show that you have to bring iman in your heart. So do the cause of iman also in your heart. And that is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when Sahaba said, ta'allamna al-iman, summa ta'allamna al-Quran. People take the misunderstanding that ta'allamna al-iman is we just go out and talk about iman. You won't able to talk iman when iman didn't come in your heart. That means they first sat in the sohbat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When iman penetrated the heart and now they walk in the street, how it is affected the people. And when they spoke to people, how it affected the people. So Allah Ta'ala, the Hazrat says like that, then Allah Ta'ala will make it that not only Muslims, non-Muslims will respect you. And then people in Allah's system, now people will come to such a person that you also guide us, make dua for us. And that is automatically Allah puts in the heart. So just on one mustahab, how much Allah Ta'ala will give you honor. So Allah explained this to a brother who was in this bayan, and Hazrat gave this bayan many years ago, and he was an old worker already that time. And he used to make khidmat of the Akabir of India, etc. But then when he sat in that bayan, and that's another point we'll explain just now, inshallah. After that, 2 months after that, then he phoned Hazrat, and he said, Hazrat, that bayan you gave, that one point you mentioned, how to control my gazes in namaz, I practiced on that, and what an effect it had in my life. That before that, I couldn't control my gazes. Although I was a person in Jamaat work, and that is why today we see, we can be in Jamaat, you can be ulama. If you don't come at the feet of the Mashayikh, you will be fooling yourself in doing work of deen. Fiskarkai good manzil. When you're doing work of deen, but you're doing guna also, you're going away from Allah. Your share can be better than none. And sadly, some people say, no, my share is Tabligh Jamaat. My share is my kitab. No, your share is Allah sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the Sahaba. And then he carried down Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. And the Tabi'i, when they used to go, Allahumma yassirli jalisan saliha. Allah make it easy wherever I go, I get a pious companion. And I get pious company. So anyway, he told Hazrat that just I had a very bad habit and a disease that I couldn't control my gazes. And so much I thought, oh, maybe if I make a second nikah, then I'm able to control my gazes. He said, I made second nikah also, but still I saw. So we want to find the solution in the wrong way. And very especially today now, youngsters, even young ulama, they say, Allah said, you can get four wives. So why is nobody stopping you from your four wives? But Allah Ta'ala says, if you can't control your gaze with one wife, how you can handle four wives? So anyway, so he told Hazrat that the once when I heard that bayan, and now I realize that the solution is not another wife. I started controlling my eyes in 2 months I practiced on this. Alhamdulillah, now I'm not looking around. And what is this? Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah used to say, Yak zamana ba sohbati awliya, better as sad sala ta'ad de liya. One moment in the company of the friend of Allah is better than 100 years of ikhlas with ibadat with ikhlas. And Mufti Shafi Sahib, a great Mufti of his time, was known as Mufti of Pakistan, but he also came at the feet of Hakim ul-Ummat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah. He also took bath, and then when the Hazrat used to take his walk in the morning, and after Fajr, and taking walk, not just like us, we just walking and empty, Hazrat used to read 2-3 paras. So walking also, his exercise is also done, and his parachute. So Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib was walking, like how the murids walk with the chair. So he said, Hazrat, I don't understand this point. And this is also adab, how to ask our mashayikh. When you do your call, then you learn. Muhabbat khud sikati adabi muhabbat. Love will teach you what is the reality of adab. What, so anyway, he asked, Hazrat, I don't understand this poem here. That yad zamana ba sohbati awliya, one moment in the company of the friend of Allah is better than 100 years of ikhlas ibadat. So immediately his sheikh made out, he said, Mufti Sahib, you think the poet overstated? Say, yes, how can it be 100 years of ibadat with ikhlas and 1 minute in the company of your sheikh? Then Hazrat say the poet understated. It's supposed to be yad zamana ba sohbati awliya, better a lat sala sahbir. Better than 100,000 years of ibadat what ikhlas. You say in that 100,000 like shaitan, what ibadat didn't he do? But he didn't have the love of Allah Ta'ala, he went astray. And you just at 1 minute, this person came in our company of our husband, and he just heard that one point, his whole life came in order. And how long he was busy, he was doing work of tabligh and doing with the elders also. But when he just, you're not connected to Allah, so like that, Allahu Akbar. So Hazrat Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, on this point, he says, see, when Zakariya Alayhi Salaam was looking after his niece, Hazrat Maryam Alayhi Salaam, she was alone in a room, and only he was allowed to go and make her a khidmat and to speak to her niece. When he came there, on one occasion, he was shocked that she got fruit in the room. So, Anna laki haza ya Maryam, from where you got this? Qalat haza min hazi min indillah, that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala gave us this beautiful fruit. هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّ. Zakariya alayhi salam, he struck his heart at that moment. Although it was in his heart. But at that sometimes, like Hazrat explained, normally juniors will take effect from the elders, from the seniors. But sometimes it happens within the heart of the senior. They just see it or they just hear it from a junior. Immediately it will struck their heart. And immediately they will act upon it. So Zakariya alayhi salam saw when Maryam alayhi salam getting food out of season. Me, I'm an old man and my wife is old and I got no children. If Allah can bring fruit out of season in dunya, then why can't He give me a child out of season? And then he made dua, Rabbi habli min ladunka zurriyatan tayyibah. How Allah grant me a pure child, and how Allah accepted his dua. So this is so important, how just one aspect of namaz will affect your outside. And your inside also, when you stay in the company of the friends of Allah, then the reality will come into our life. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize. So jab yeh itna bada fayda mustahabbat ki adaigi mein hai, to sunan wa wajibat wa farayz ko dhyan se ada karna ki ahmiyat zahir hai. He says it's just one act of mustahab, just controlling your gazes in namaz, and it will make you focus in your dunya also. Then not only you won't look at what is haram, even all the billboard, everything, you won't even pay attention to that. And you won't, your eyes won't flirt around. And a person, as Hazrat explained in detail, person who can't control our eyes, that is the biggest disease, we can never get close to Allah Ta'ala. So he says if there's so much benefit in a mustahab, then think for yourself, if you pay attention and you give little importance to your sunnah now, give your sunnah, outward sunnah postures of namaz, outward what is sunnah in namaz, what is wajib, and what is faraid, what concentration you do it, and concentration will only come when the heart is focused. So both sides, when this is done, then can you imagine what however will namaz take up? Then your whole life will come in order automatically. And we are insan, we still make mistakes, but immediately you'll make tawbah. Immediately you'll realize that what namaz I make. Just slightly, then you won't be looking around in namaz. And chunanti unne kotai karne se namaz ka kamal, to kya kabhi namaz bilkul hi ada nahi hoti. And if you fall in this, It is not important. The outside is not important. Or the inside. Why must I go sit by the buzur? I'm doing lot of effort. I'm doing ummat fikr. Then he says, if you are negligent in this aspect, in either one of the two, that is your outside you don't want to pay attention, or you don't want to pay attention to your inside, then to kamal, to namaz ka kamal to kya, kabhi namaz bilkul hi ada nahi. Then forget attaining the perfection of namaz. It will be like you never made namaz. Your namaz will be rotten. Allah says, me, all of us. And kabhi namaz naqis beja. And sometimes your namaz will stay deficient. Like if a person doesn't know what is wajib in namaz, and he didn't do it properly, and he didn't even make sajdah sahwa, he must sit out. So your namaz will be deficient. Or our takbir and tahreema we didn't make. Or we making it but we not attentive by our heart. So that namaz will be totally deficient, and it will have no value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so, Allahu Akbar. Work. Kabhi naqis reh jata hai aur salat munafiq kehlati hai. And it will be called a namaz of a hypocrite. That you don't pay attention to your heart, and outwardly you're acting like you're very humble, etc. But you don't even know what is, you're acting humble, you're looking down. But where? Mustab is to look at the place of sajda. Mustab is to look where you're supposed to look. And like others say, when you look at your feet, then you obviously your eyes are going to, so you're able to see whether my heels are on the line or not. And in namaz, just slight adjustment you can do. But we don't do that also. So Allah Ta'ala, because our heart is not attentive, and worse than that, some people say it's not necessary all this. You just make it difficult. It's not making it easy. Jinke mutalliq wa'ide aayi. And because of this, Allah has sent great warning. Wailul lil musalli. The instruction for those people who are reading namaz, that Allah, alladheena hum an salatihim sahun, they are unmindful in namaz. They're not concentrating on the outward aspects of namaz, and they're not even worried of the inside, the condition of the heart. And then that namaz will be Allahu Akbar. That namaz was ghaflat wali namaz, namazi ke liye bad dua karti. That namaz of unmindfulness, you came to get the rahmat of Allah. But now that because you are unmindful, you're not worried of your outward postures properly, and your heart, you're not even worried of doing a cause of zikr and taking that to the pious servant of Allah and doing it officially is to Islam, to take that is sunnah. But when you do it officially, then you pay no attention. But even so, we take that and we're not concentrating on it, then Allah Ta'ala has given severe warning, destruction to such people. They'll be thrown in the pit of Jahannam, where Jahannam, the rest of Jahannam is seeking refuge. That Allah, this pit is so terrible. And then that namaz will be thrown like a dirty rag on our face. Allah Ta'ala save us. Or agar koi parai sunan wajibat, ki to parwa na kare, aur Allah ki huzuri hi mein mustaghraq rahe, chahe us dauran koi waswasa bhi na aaye, to wo namaz ke hukm ko pura karne wala nahi kehlayega. Allahu Akbar. This is another great deception some people have, that they don't pay attention to the outward the namaz, that is your what is sunnah, faraz, what is sunnah, what is mustahab, and what is the wajib, what is mustahab, and they say we got deep devotion and concentration. We make lot of zikr of Allah, or I may do lot of muraqabah, lot of meditation. That is just a false deception. That is a total deception. It's like we see, Allah Ta'ala gave the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam miracle to show that we are the true men of Allah Ta'ala. And that is only by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah gives karamati awliya haqqun. What the miracles that certain pious people do, and that is not a condition to be a wali of Allah. Certain people at the hands Allah makes sometimes they do some supernatural act. That is called karamat. But even those people that are not worshipping Allah properly, like you get the Hindu jogis, etc. Shaitan takes over their mind to such an extent that now they think they're in a different world. They're meditating on God, but they don't even know who's Allah. And they also do some miracles. And so that is called istidran. That is Allah Ta'ala's warning. Allah is giving you rope. You think you are being ready. You in deep meditation. So like that, today also there are certain people that they will say, namaz doesn't mean you have to go stand five times in a masjid. You just 2 minutes to meditate. I'm praying to my Allah, and that is namaz. That is totally deception. And you're living in a fool's world and you don't know Allahu Akbar. That namaz, Allahu Akbar. That namaz you will make, you will be regarded as a sinner. And that is how Shaitan fools us. And from this we can understand how important and necessary and how important it is to keep contact with the ulama-i-kiram, with the righteous, pious ulama. And how important was the makatib system. And till today how important it is. When the pious ulama came from India and Pakistan to South Africa, where the makatib system started and people went to the proper maktab system, till today they will know that namaz is important. And they will know that what is, how we must perform namaz. They also, if you tell them, no, just meditate 2 minutes and you're in deep, in cross meditation, like you don't know what is happening around you. You're not in meditation, you're in Shaitan's meditation. That is the height of stupidity. So, but, and then Shaitan has worked so much today, as Hazrat explained, that now to take people away from Allah, one is he put you in just that deception. That meditation will be tried by Allah, whereas you're not in meditation, you're in Shaitan's fault. And then for us, for the rest of the world to take us away from Allah, now they started putting all the deception, the billboards, etc., and telling people your progress in life is not to go and stand in namaz. Your progress in life is the world, the outward world. If you got a nice car, you got a nice house, you got nice clothing, this is important. This will let you progress in life. And now how to get that? Then they give you loans, and loans on interest also. And then Allahu Akbar, they tell you, see, we helping you, we giving you loans, we giving you will to arrange, and then they give you education policies also. To get all this, you first have to get the matric certificate. You have to get the degree, then you have to go to university. In the meantime, they indoctrinating you, that those ulama who tell you that this is not important, they keeping you backward in life. And they want you to come to madrasa, and they don't want you to progress in the world. In the meantime, progress is in deen. Progress is not in that. But the way they put it, they have put a veil on our eyes, that today everybody, those years, Hazrat said, and today we see not what was their plan, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explained, one time, there was one person in Jamaat, in a very big businessman of South Africa. So then when Hazrat was, they were talking about this, as Hazrat explained, when I say Khan Sahib Rahmatullah explained how the Russian revolution took place, how they destroyed the Muslims. When they put this in the heart of the Muslims, that your dunya is important. And your dunya, your loving dunya is important. Deen is not important. And ulama are keeping you backward. Ulama are telling you, no, that your deen is important. And they don't want you to progress. They don't want you to have, unless you have a nice car. They don't want you to have dunya education. Where all that is indoctrination of Shaitan. And so much, those days also, people in deen, to say, no, dunya ni talim was the ruler. The dunyawi knowledge is very necessary. And there, in the beginning, it started like the dunya talim, where it's gone now to secularism. And what is secularism? There's no God in our life. We doing things on our own. And then Allah also. So this person, he told us that once I went for a business conference. And in that business conference, lot of Jews also, big businessmen. So they were talking about something. So one Jew next to him said that this is not in our 100-year plan, this is in our 200-year plan. That Shaitan, he planned generations ahead. And we see the disaster in the Ummah and we don't take it. Today see the disaster. All that was to plan to what? One world order, one world religion. And that time it was in the heart of people, and even learned people, even people in deen, even the old people, they used to know your child must go to school. And where it ended, now today they're using the ulama to say, you can't progress if you don't have technology, and you don't have the know-how of today. How are we going to progress in the world? Where in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was there any school? Forget Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our Buzur, they never see the door of a school, but what knowledge they have. And what Allahu Akbar. So we have to realize that where it came to. Now they're using ulama to say no. Yes, we must be loyal to all the religions. Everybody, we must be a unity with everybody. Where unity? This is all this one world religion and taking us away from. Whereas we see those days already without the maktab system, there was so much ignorance. Especially in other countries, as they explained, when they were out in Jamaat, in some places people didn't even know how to make janaza namaz. So when a person was old and sick, Then Jamaat used to be there. Then they used to tell him, they just make the janaza namaz of this person. He said, but he didn't pass away. He said, when you're all born, there'll be no one know how to make the janaza namaz. And today we say we're progressing. Our children and our daughters and children must go to school and universities where the iman is lost and how much your siddat is coming. We don't know my child has lost his iman. My child, hafiz of Quran, whoever, they have lost their iman. So we have to be very, very careful. Don't get caught up in these traps and realize the value of the ulama and the ulama-i rabbaniyin, those ulama who are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how the importance of the zikr of Allah, the importance of our outward and inward, then as a faith or huzuri ke bawajood na farmani hon. That such a person who thinks I'm meditating and I'm concentrating and I'm talking to Allah, he says instead of you'll be a sinner because you've got the ability to concentrate, but you're not concentrating in the right way. So on our own, don't think we can progress in life, especially following the West and following all these foolish people. These are the traps of Shaitan. So Allah Ta'ala save us and realize how important is the original maktab system. And see how they shrewd they are. They say, no, maktab you can carry on, but running under the Islamic school. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh is a beautiful example of that. He says a person got married and his new bride, then he bought one, two new trousers also. And he told his bride, this trouser, I like it a lot. The trouser he loved a lot, he bought two of them. And she's a new bride now, she's still new in her home. So one day she went to iron the trouser of his. And the trouser which she liked the best, and she burned the trouser. Now, oh, what am I going to do? So she realized he bought two. There's another trouser in the wardrobe. She went, she took that trouser, she cut it, and she paired this trouser. So then when he came home, he said, no, forgive me, I made a big mistake. He said, what mistake? Say, no, I burned your trouser. Say, I got another one also. See, yeah, I knew you got another one, that's why I kept that one with this one. So like that, our makatib was working so well. We want to test with new things, we want to test what is good. Allahu Akbar. So we have to understand that be connected to the righteous, pious ulama. Don't be overtaken. Other ulama will tell you, school is very important. University is very important, and what pulse and dirt, forget the pulse, the outward pulse, the worst pulse, our iman is being lost. So don't fall in the trap that no, you just meditate and you're in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we'll just start for barakah the next lesson. The next sabak is that niyat, takbir-e-tahreema and qiyam. What should be our niyat in namaz? What is takbir-e-tahreema? Those things that make namaz. But we are outside namaz, those things that make it haram, and qiyam, that is our posture. And this will only come first after we did these lessons. Actually, like we say, each lesson we have to practice, then we can go to the next lesson. But today, we are in a plastic zamana, so everything just fast forward. And that's why our life is also going fast forward. How in the Qabristan, we'll see in the last 10 years, everybody below 40 are in the Qabristan. So we should go over this for other lessons also, that how important is namaz. And namaz is a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much respect and adab and all khushu and khudu, etc. Then after that, Hazrat says, when you have realized all this, now when you start namaz, how much you start? Baad uske muh taraf Kaaba ki kara hokar kare. Now face your direction towards Kaaba Sharif and realize how Allah Ta'ala has made the system. The Sirus, we just explain one point here. Faida, he's saying why you have to face your direction towards Kaaba Sharif. Your body must be facing to Kaaba Sharif wherever you are in the world. And Kaaba Sharif goes right up. So even if you're in an airplane, still face towards Kaaba Sharif. So as I say, the secret of this is usme ye ki Kaaba naaf zameen. Zameen hai. Aur namaz, zameen isi ke se pehlai, aur tamam zameen isi se pehlai gai. Aur pehlai jism ki khas se hai. Jab zahir jism apne ko taraf, uski asal ki mutawajji kya, kya batin ko bhi, yani roh ki taraf, uski asal ki, yani haq ta'ala jo pehla karne wala, uska mutawajji kya. Allahu Akbar. So Hazrat says that why must you face your body towards Kaaba Sharif? Because the origin of the earth is where Kaaba Sharif is. First, the whole earth was made of water. Then Allah made a bubble come out from there, and there were earth spread. And our body, Allah made it from sand. So praise your body to the origin, and our ruh, which is our reality, that came from Allah. So praise that towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when you say it like that, and keep these other aspects in mind, then see how what namaz will be. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding, and give us the reality into our hearts. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.